This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle wheel.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
What's in my sandwich today? I'm without my partner, Susan, and who I have in the studio with me are my two boys. So I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Arvin, I'm the oldest. Nice. I'm 32 now.
Good. And I'm the middle child, Hayden, and I am 30.
Yeah. And so we've left the little brother out for now. And for many years, Hayden was my baby until 9 years later. And
I was replaced.
Daniel popped in and kicked him off the baby chair. The reason why I wanted you guys to come in is I've been looking at a quote by Heraclitus. And the quote is, "No man ever steps in the same river twice because it's not the same river and he's not the same man." And when I was thinking of the woman that I was, well, when you were being born and young and I was being your mom and discovering how to be a mom, is not the same woman I am today. I think it'll be good to look back. I'd love to hear your experiences and if you can remember, because I don't remember much. It was a bit of a blur, to be honest. But there will be things that you remember, and I'm going to ask some questions, and then, you know, let's just see how it goes. When I look back and think of kind of being a mom for the first time, it's quite a scary thing. So I became a mother at 23.
Hmm.
So if you think about what you were doing at 23...
Nothing good.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And you kind of think you are trying to bring up a child, but then you're also trying to grow up yourself. I remember it being such a swirl, and half the time you don't know what you're doing, and, you know, things don't always go your way, and you sleep deprived for a very long time. And although you guys were really good sleepers, so thank you for that.
Mm.
So when I think, when sometimes, yeah, you, what you guys go through,
it's,
I feel very
like
bad for you.
It's almost like we're preparing to have our own kids, so we slept then, so we
right.
can't sleep now.
There we go.
It
See.
Doesn't work very well for me, but
well,
you're
that's
welcome.
A thing. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I think one of the key moments for me that actually pushed me into growth was with Hayden. And I just remember just having this rage. I think it's because you feel out of control. And I remember he was kind of sitting on the floor and I was just screaming and raging over him. And I just, at one point, I just saw him like cringe and my heart just stopped. And I thought, what am I doing? I'm becoming my dad. My dad had a rage issue. And from that moment on, I just thought, I remember picking you up and just hugging you and saying, I'm sorry. And then thought, I don't want to be that. Mm. And so I went on this real journey. Why am I doing this? And realizing the brokenness in me. And yeah, and that's led me to where I am today. Still fixing.
Yeah,
so we never arrive. Mm. Sorry to tell you that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So what do you remember of those years? What are your first memories, and in particular about me?
Well, I remember a lot of my childhood.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
Well, most of it's just random memories, almost out of context. I think some of my best memories were when you dropped Ivan off at school. Oh, no, we were picking him up and you'd come and you had this little weird little briefcase that you'd put sandwiches in and juice. And we'd sit on the grass across the school and we'd have sandwiches and then we'd all walk home.
I actually didn't remember that, so that's a cool memory to remember. Very cool.
I can barely remember.
I wish I could forget.
No, I can't remember much, to be honest. Like under.
That's why I can't remember anything that my wife tells me in the house, because it's all the storage is full.
Yeah.
Is there anything you remember, Ive?
I don't know, more... No, I don't think so. To be honest, like, my memory is shocking.
Yeah.
And it's more like feelings, like, don't, like, hold. There's some memories that I hold going camping or, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's a pretty weird one.
Bad person to ask about me.
Yeah. So nothing that you remember at that stage?
Nothing that pops into my head. The earliest memories are probably at the house and what Crest Home, I think, was.
Okay. And do you remember that? Because you were quite young then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was, like...
I remember that place.
2, 3.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, walking around with dogs and getting macadamia nuts and
smashing
them with the
rock.
And
there was that little rock there that had that perfect indent for the macadamia nuts.
There was a Slasto patio thing, mm-hmm. and you guys would sit there with a brick and put it in that little hole and then smash it away and munch away at raw macadamia nuts.
Yeah, and then like I remember waking up early, because I'm pretty sure that house had like a stable doors for the front door.
Yes, yes.
And I remember standing there and looking out, and there was like owls.
Oh, yes.
And then like... I think Dad had that cart thing, and because the kitchen was massive.
Yes.
And you'd set it up in there. So like, I've got a few memories
Of
like sitting in front of that, like the TV.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. But like, I think that's my earliest memories.
Wow. And that's really early, because I didn't think you'd remember that little house. it's a weird place, that one. Oh, okay, because I thought you'd just remember Valley Street.
No, I remember the house we got robbed in.
The train station.
Oh,
the,
yes.
The train house.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah.
And we could send to the Fernaldo's house.
Yes.
To stay that night.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you guys are trying to be like, hey,
everything's all good. I remember staying out there with a torch, and Dad's like, I'll be back. I'm like, what?
Where are you going?
Don't leave me. There's criminals around.
The floor.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was quite a traumatic evening coming home, and they came through your bedroom window.
I slept with the blanket over my head for years.
Yeah.
Nothing can get through the blanket.
Yeah. I was protected.
They can break a window, but they can't get through a blanket.
I'm here now.
Yeah.
And it obviously works.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, that's funny. So what do you think, when you now looking back at kind of all of that and thinking of me as the mom and what have you, have you noticed a shift and a change over the years? Or
I would say so. Like you become way more, I think coming from like church, like you're way more like strict.
Yeah.
And then you became way loose, and then you had more grace.
Yeah.
I said you have more grace for like letting us make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like not kind of going over our shoulders, like just holding us instead of like letting us
controlling
go.
You.
Mm-hmm. Go free a little bit, which is probably the right way to do it.
Mm.
Not so like you don't want to like squeeze the like what's that like that soap analogy.
Yeah.
If you squeeze it out, it's just gonna shoot out your hand.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what a lot of like SOs that was the case.
Mm.
Yeah. But then as we got, I just kept on making bigger and bigger. I wouldn't say mistakes, but
little adventures.
Yeah, adventures, and I feel like you chilled because you're like, well, he's not dead. He's not selling drugs that I know of.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah,
just okay. Happy. We just be happy. Otherwise, we're gonna.
Yeah, I think eventually went. Okay, God, they're yours. I can't. I've just got to let them go and let them be who they are.
What Arvin said is definitely how. Like, I guess for you, like the best way I could describe it is almost like, in your mind, you were made of glass, and if you didn't hold everything so tightly wound, that everything would almost fly away from you.
Yeah.
And then I think eventually you just kind of like, well, if I keep doing this, you're going to break yourself.
You in the process.
Mm.
And I think that part of that journey of becoming more whole, not perfect, was kind of really getting to understand God, and I think I became quite religious about that and was kind of holding on tight for everything. And part of that process is actually realizing that I needed to trust, and part of that was actually letting go.
Mm.
And I think why we get religious is because we're trying to control everything. And that's the opposite of what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be trusting.
With that though, it's like some people do it because they're like, I don't have any control, and everyone wants to feel in control.
Yeah. So now, your parents, your dad of three beautiful girls who I absolutely love.
We'll talk.
And I so get where you're at, where it's just frustrating now. And you look back, and I've got such lovely memories and treasured moments. And there's a lot of guilt and regret and that you can never make up. And I'm really grateful that I have such a lovely relationship with you now, because some parents and their kids don't even talk to each other.
Oh, we're getting paid to be here. Right?
So now you're on the other side, and you are husbands and adults and fathers. What are you thinking now?
I want to go back to when you were yelling at me. It was a lot easier back then. Now I have a wife yelling at me. Yeah. I can't. It's definitely a... Like it definitely makes you realize your parents were doing their best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not always. I mean, there were times you could have let me stay up later. Even though it was a school night. But you definitely used to like, you're like, oh, Well, the moments where you do something and you're like, I am my parents.
Yes. And oh my gosh, I'm my mother.
Not necessarily in a bad thing, yeah, or a good thing. It's just, yeah, you go, oh, yep, cool, doing the same thing. And I guess it's just because, yeah, you learn from your parents.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where I'm like, why did my parents have kids? Why did I have kids? How did they survive?
Yeah.
You know? And then having, yeah, one kid, and then you guys had three, and I'm like, I don't know how you guys did it.
Yeah.
You know?
It gets easier the more you have. I'm
maybe
just saying.
Maybe I should have taken after you and had kids younger, because yes. I don't know when Usain Bolt was born in my house, but she can run.
Yes, she can. Oh, funny. And you are?
What was the question?
So now you're a dad and a parent, and so, yeah.
I'd say that, like, yeah, definitely you catch yourself saying, oh, like, sometimes I say something and I'm like, and I can kind of hear it in dad's voice.
Yeah.
Like, it literally comes out in my head as dad's voice.
To cry about.
No, I've never said that.
I did tonight.
But, like, I understand the saying now. I understand the saying now. I get it. It's more for me.
For no reason, you're like, why? Why?
It's more for me because I want to give them something to cry about. But, I think it's like you realize, like, oh man, like how, especially like looking back at like what you, my parents, what they did, and then, whoa, this is, like, I remember you picking me up from school actually, because we stopped going after kid because we didn't like it,
yeah,
and being little shits, and then you had to come on your break,
yeah,
and then take us home, and there's nothing I would want to do less than leave work, go pick up my kid. Yeah. And then drop off, and then that's your lunch break.
Yeah.
And then, like, just thinking, like, and when you're younger, even like until you're like properly working, you cannot fathom,
yeah,
like that sort of sacrifice.
Yeah.
And like, I would do it for my kid.
Yeah.
That's
but right. But it's weird, like, but thinking about it, I'm like, whoa, and like all the things like I did, like, obviously with the grace that I was a kid and didn't understand better, but like looking back, you're like, whoa. What a muppet I was all the time.
Yeah.
Like, just did not understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't hold any grudges for you guys yelling at us, because I'm like, I was an ass. So, I mean, like, you guys did pretty good. You're pretty well restrained. If I had me as a kid.
And that, this is the thing, right? Because you feel it as well. These moments where, you know, when their baby's born, you just, it's a love you've never experienced before.
Mm.
And I think that's why they're so cute when they're young, because they look at you afterwards. You want to murder them at one minute, 100%. And then you look at you and they're like, and your heart melts again. Yeah, I think that's why it's designed.
And you're like, the 16 hours you've been crying for straight. Oh.
Yeah, I still
it's love okay.
It. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's very different on the other side, eh?
Yeah.
And that thing about the lunch and what have you, I was actually doing something wrong, because the way that school finished, we had lunch from 12 to 1, and that was the only time you could take lunch. And fortunately, I had a really nice boss.
Mm.
And because the trainee department was away from the HR building, I could get away with it. So I'd go around the back way, leave like at 12:30, rush off to the school. And probably a lot of the times I was frustrated and like moany because, you know, I just was like, oh, get in the car, let's hurry up, running, rushing around like that, because I knew I had to get back in time. But one of the precious things, and the reason why I did it, is I wanted to hear what your day was like and help you diffuse it. And that was a really important thing. And as you got older, you would just grunt at me, but that's okay. But to me, that was really important, because I knew you were out there and things, you know, whatever happens during the day, whether it's a teacher or other kids and what have you, I wanted to be the one to hear that and help you talk it through. Yeah, so, and then rush back quickly and get back before the HR.
I just remember you being like so annoyed that you're late. And I was like, oh, this woman's late again. And like, just not realizing that there was no like, oh, she's actually working.
Yeah.
And like, I'm lucky and privileged to like for my mom to come pick me up, and then she rushes, drops me off home, and then rushes back to work.
Yeah.
And like, now I sit there, I'm like, oh,
you know, my lunch break, there could be a fire in the building. I'm like, oh, I've got 30 minutes, so I'm not moving.
Yeah. It's like that, just that, like the mindset.
Yeah.
And that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you are taking from what we did and putting them into practice? And what are some of the things you're like, well, I'm not going to do that?
I don't know if there's anything we like not intentionally going, oh, we're going to do this because my parents did it. Obviously ingrained in who we are. But like there's nothing I've sat down and gone, oh, my parents did this. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
Like nothing intentional. Like, but I feel like a lot of things probably I do.
Okay.
The only things different that on the opposite side is more like when they're a little bit older and understanding the financial stuff. I'm super financially illiterate.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand. And I feel like if one of you guys had to sit me down when I was even like 6 or 7 and just gone over a basic budget of like what's happening. Your parents always say they don't have money.
Yeah.
And at some point you're like, oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Where's
like,
a treasure chest? Where are you hiding it?
Yeah. And so like there's, and then you see them buy stuff and obviously it's for a reason and it needs to be brought, but like just send them down and like explaining, okay, well, this is where the money goes.
Yeah.
And then like I would have understood and gone, okay.
Yeah.
The house or the rent or the car or all these things, electricity. And we just did not understand.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I had known, this stuff is expensive, and not to like guilt them or anything.
No.
It's more like a case of like when I say, we're not going to buy your 22nd doll.
Yeah,
like it's because you don't need it first of all.
Yeah.
And like we don't have, or like it's just not in the budget. There's other things that are more important. So like I feel like if I had that, I would have been way more okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's all good. So
we didn't know what we were doing there as well.
Yeah. But I feel like with the advances in technology, we all have like these very smart people that we just when we doom scrolling like pop up and then you go, oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And I feel like back then like you just everything's just like you don't the only thing you know is like what your mother told you and she knows nothing as well. Like she made it up. Like happened to work one time because the child got better already.
Yeah.
So like you're like, oh, well, you need to feed your child teaspoons of peanut butter and it'll make him better. Like and that's what you believe.
Yeah.
Lick a badger's toe and you'll be cured. Yeah. You're like, oh.
For you, Hayden?
I guess it's quite similar to with Arvin. I think the definitely finance side of things is, I think for me, like when I was younger, touching what Arvin had said, it was I'd always look, somehow we seem to have the richest friends in the room and you'd look at them and you go, well, his dad gives him this and his
What's
mom does this
people?
And you're like, oh, well, you know, why can't I have that? And then, so there was a like a built up resentment for a while because I was like, why, if he can have it, why can't I? And I think a lot of kids are like that though because, you know, everyone wants to feel like everything's equal. And then when you grow up and you start working, you start paying for things and then I just, it made me feel almost sick to my stomach that I was like that and I had this mentality of anger towards it though. I mean now it's like I try to be as frugal as possible but I think you know like you can only do what you can do.
And but, I feel like if you know why you're not getting the money you can understand instead of like I guess the same like when I first started getting my paycheck it's like whoa whatever I can buy here we go. And Macca's every day as I can.
I still have my moments.
But it's moments. It's not like every day.
Yeah.
So like I feel like you get such a, there's like sometimes a need just to spend money.
Yeah.
And like sometimes, like I don't know, it just creeps up on you. Like, and it doesn't have to be anything. And you just normally just lock in on something random that you're interested at the moment. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I can buy that.
Yeah.
And they'll give me that feeling for like 1 second once you get it and then it's gone.
It's gone,
I think that the thing I'm definitely, and I've spoken to Paul and my wife about it, is that I want to teach Bubs the reason why you save. But it's like, I read that book, The Richest Man in Babylon, and the best, what I took away from it, I might be butchering it completely, is the guy said, you pay yourself. That's what your savings is. It's you paying yourself to the future you.
Yeah.
And I think for me, ever since I was a kid, it was like you guys would give us pocket money. And in my mind, saving was putting money aside to buy the next thing. It was never for anything like, you know, just in case or something like that. And now when you have a family, you're just like, oh, I need to put money, stick it in the furniture, stick it in the cushion, you know, just in case something happens. Or what if the baby gets sick? What if they have this? And
I think it's, you suddenly realize.
Yeah, and you start looking at all the things that happened when you were younger, and you go, ah, well, that was
makes
that
sense
why.
Now. Yeah, I think Dad and I weren't really good with money back then. And also, for a long time...
Dad's still not.
He's better than you think now.
He's, like, he's not good. No, no, he's like...
As soon as he gets a new hobby, he's like, oh, I've started like liking tanks. I've bought two.
Look at those tanks.
I've just got an interest in helicopters.
I bought one
and I brought two.
What do you see, if you look at me now, what do you see now, the woman I am today and the mom?
When I picture it, it's like a wise, very wise, like the wisest person I know. And then like you have this like grace of like helping without, like instead of like, look here, you're like gently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like, and there's no, there feels like no judgment, whether it be for anything. So I always think like the, like an owl.
Oh, wow.
And as wise,
yeah.
Say like you an owl, just because it's just super wise. Yeah.
Gosh, thank
and
you.
And then there's a soft, like I think as you get older, you realize that like a lot of these things that like we're going through are not important.
Right.
Like the little fights that we have, and I feel like that's why there's a different love as a grandparent, as one thing, you're not in it,
yes,
and you've been through it, and you realize because you've been through it and you've passed all those stages, and you've mourned the baby, the toddler, the little kid, and all the way up until like adults, and then you see that them taking an extra 5 minutes to put their own shoes on or choose their own thing is like you're like, oh, I wish I could do that again.
Yes,
like, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
To be in that mindset of like one day I'm going to wish to take an extra 5 minutes to just watch her battle to put her shoes on.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that, and it's just like a wise thing because of the age and you've been through it all and you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like good grandparents, they have that grace of like, oh, we know what this is all about. Yeah. It's fun. 5 minutes later, it's all good.
Yeah.
Let the kid put his shoes on, and there's like the difference. I think it's a more stable love emotion sort of thing.
Yeah.
You can be happy in that moment. Mm. Whereas when you're in it, as like it's real hard.
Yeah, because there's so much going on and there's so much to control and it's swirling.
And then we don't have the knowledge of of like, oh, it doesn't really matter.
It's not actually.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. And I feel like that just takes time.
Yeah.
To look,
I think what you're saying is super truth, but you also, I think as a parent, instead of being a grandparent, is you have to kind of almost switch masks from going to, I discipline the child and I love the child. And I mean, yes, they're the same, but going from, I need to, because it's not always easier to discipline a child unless you're pissed off, but then it's it never works out well, because you're either yelling or you're getting mad and you never think properly. But when you do it in a calm mind, you kind of almost like have to put a mask on and like, because it's not fun.
No.
With a grandparent, they can just kind of like just go into it with a, like grace and just go, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. It's a really special relationship. I was totally taken by surprise by what it feels like, and and I think it's because as I look at your kids, I see you all over again.
Mm.
I'm gonna cry. And to experience you in a different form is it's just the most amazing thing. For me, there's no greater delight. I'm so proud of the husbands, the men, and the fathers that you are. And so, you know, even when you're having that moment where you're losing it, I want you to know I see that and understand that. And it's, we don't go like, oh, why are they so impatient? Because we get it. We understand. But I'm so proud of who you guys are becoming and who you are. And it's, we never arrive. And I love the way you are husbands, and I love the way that you are fathers.
Thank you.
And you make me very proud. So what would you, if you were to thank, what would you thank the younger me for?
Probably trying to work on yourself, because I feel like once if you can get yourself, that's why like in the airplanes you put your mask on first before you even help your kids. It's like you can't help them if you a mess.
Yeah.
And like I've noticed, and luckily I got a wife that calls me out on all my stuff, and she's like, that's not how we act. And it's good because it makes you
Must be constant.
Well, I fix some things and then there's more things to fix, but that's how it is. But I feel like just working on yourself is the main thing. Obviously not neglecting your kids, but like working alongside and yeah. then being intentional with that. And I feel like yes. the better healed you are as a parent,
yeah.
the less stuff goes to your kid.
Yeah.
So, like, there's probably things that we picked up from you.
Yeah.
And then my kids will pick up from me.
Yep.
That's just damage that just I think that as life. A parent you're trying to minimize
yeah.
the damage you pass on.
Yeah.
There's going to be things for yeah. sure. Oh, like everyone's yeah. just humans. It's, we're yeah. all faulty. So yeah. So I feel yeah. like that's the main thing. Just is working on yourself. Yeah.
That's such see wise just like your mother.
I got a good teacher. Eh?
And for you hate it?
I think the bit if I could go back and thank you.
Yeah.
I would thank you for holding everything together. Because without you, their family would have fallen apart. 100%. And I think,
was falling apart at the end.
But I think yeah. that's the thing is like mm-hmm. you were young, and I think as much as a lot of people nowadays were like, oh, we should have kids older.
Mm.
I think when you're at that age though, and it doesn't matter how you look at it. You could be look at religious mm-hmm. way of thinking or mm-hmm. evolutionary way mm-hmm. of thinking. And I think at that age group between 18 and say 25, you're mm. constantly going, who am I? Who am yeah. I? And you're already in that state. So when you mm. become a parent at that age, you go, who am I?
Who the
and
hell it's, am
and,
I?
Yeah, and I mean, granted, yeah. a lot of people, I think a lot of people, the mindset is like, oh, this kid's kind of getting in the way of me finding mm. me. But it's like, mm. what if this yeah. is it? This yeah. is what you're meant to do.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I never felt complete as a person. And I mean, still, there's still mm. times where mm. I feel like there's something missing. But when you have a kid, you go, this is why yeah. humans are here.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is you it. Know?
I think you held our family together. I think everyone in our family is just a little touched by the damaged tree. You know, everyone fell oh, down yeah. the tree at some point, you know. There's a few chips on us. And I think, yeah. like, as much as you say you were broken,
yeah.
I think you were definitely the glue that held everything together, though. You know, we were like a puzzle that had some really skew pieces, and you were the Play-Doh that kind of made everything fit together.
Oh, that's awesome. So thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be your mom. I really honestly mean that. It's just such a joy to be your
as
mom.
As opposed to what?
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle.
Here I am, stuck in the middle.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.